Remember when we used to be able to pay for gas, like after we pumped it? Remember those days you could pump it going? I used to forget all the time. I would like pump it and just drive off, be on my merry way, you know. Now that doesn't happen anymore because we have to pay first. What I've done more than once, pay, forget to pump. Anyone ever do that? I'm going to be honest, you don't go back after that one. You just take it on the chin and hope there's another gas station. Because there's no way I'm showing my face in that speedway ever again. You know they're waiting for you, guys behind the counter. All right, if that idiot doesn't show up in the next 5 minutes, fountain drinks on the house. Get in line, I've got a $30 credit. Funny, none of my kids inherited that trait, and I'm so happy about that. Got four, and that's a lot. I know it is because people tell me it's a lot. Anybody here four or more knows what I'm talking about? People tell you have a lot of kids, don't they? People, their minds are boggled when they find out somebody has more kids than they do, because in their mind, they can't figure out how that works. Here's the thing they always say to me, man, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Well, we were kind of thinking that it doesn't really affect your life, is what I was sort of thinking. But not really sure why you're getting so excited about it. Just a number. It's not like I asked you to sponsor one of them or anything. It's essentially a single digit. What do you got, two and two?
We got five.
Five kids. What were you thinking? Wait, what now? Wait, stop, what? Go ahead, tell me.
Three and two.
Three boys, two girls? Okay, whatever the other one is. All right. We've got three boys and a girl in that order. So if you're a fan of game shows, I describe it this way. It's like Joker, Joker, Joker. Oh, I gotta pay for a wedding, right? Don't think that way. But when we were kids, that wasn't a big family. I was the youngest of four. Anybody here the baby of the family besides me? Youngest? Youngest of how many? Just two, that older sibling, your brother? Your sister, did she pick on you? Beat you up a little bit? How many years between the two of you? Five, that's a lot. That's not fair, right? That was my brother and me, seven between us, yet he still did it. I'm like, how is this exciting for you? It's like, he's 10 and I'm three. Okay, knock yourself out, Hercules. It's like hovering over me. Come on, get up. I'll kick those training pants right off your backside. And he can still take me. We're not gonna get in a fight, we're grown men, but he can still take me. We both know it and that bothers me. I keep doing the math, 7 years. When's that gonna work for me? When does the pendulum swing the other way? I'm thinking when he's 90 and I'm 83, oh, he's going down. Walk up to his bed, pinch a little tube. Not so tough now, are we, hotshot, huh? I'll knock those training pants right off your backside. I've waited 77 years for this moment. Oh, you're going down. And I'm gonna do all the stuff to him that he used to do to me. My brother used to make me hit myself. Anybody ever lived through that? When do you feel more useless than when you're pummeling yourself with your own fist? You know, over and over he's doing it. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, instead of like, I should be thinking like, how do I stop this? But in my mind, I'm going, should I open my hand or shut it? Which would hurt less? Should I punch myself or should I slap myself? And my dad would finally come in, leave him alone. I'm not doing what he's doing to himself. Well, okay then. His favorite thing to do, and we've all been through this, whether you have an older sibling or not, he'd grab my underwear from behind. Remember this trick? How far do they pull that up? About 80, maybe 90 times farther than you could ever imagine the extension on anything. Every day, and every day I'm walking back into the house trying to dig it out. Neighbors are looking out the window. I think the boy across the street's got worms. I think he's got an older brother. His underwear's over his ears. Cut him some slack. See, my brother knew exactly how far the underwear would stretch because it used to be his. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's something to look forward to when you're five. Growing into your brother's underwear. You say, can't wait to fit into those babies. Come on off with them, partner. I've got plans. Of course, by the time I got them, there's no elastic left at all. So my dad, we got clever, put one of those chip clips on the back for me to keep them tighter on the... Kind of embarrassing having that sack of Cheetos dangling off the seat of your pants, but you know what? They stay fresh. I think that's what's most important.